Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Airline systems across airports in the country start working normally after disruptions due to Microsoft outage. Government convenes an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of budget session of Parliament beginning Monday. National Testing Agency NTA uploads on its website city and centre-wise results for NEET UG as directed by the Supreme Court. Over 300 Indian students return home in the wake of anti-quota protests in Bangladesh. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina cancels her foreign trips. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, match between Thailand and Malaysia underway in Dambulla, Sri Lanka, hosts two lock-ons with Bangladesh this evening. And now the news in detail. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that airline systems across airports have started working normally. The flight operations were affected yesterday due to Microsoft outage. In a statement, the ministry said there is a backlog because of disruptions and it is getting cleared gradually. It said the government is constantly monitoring the operations at the airports and also with the airlines, ensuring travel readjustments and refunds are taken care of. Union Minister of State for Ministry of Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, said today that passengers are no longer facing any issues and that flight schedules are being adhered to as usual.
कल ऑपरेशन में सभी जगह पे ब्रेक था, दिक्कतें आती थी, लेकिन आज माइक्रोसॉफ्ट का इशू भी सॉल्व हो गया, तो पहले जैसा ही शेड्यूल अभी पूरे देश में फ्लाइट्स का जो है शुरू हो गया है। मुझे नहीं लगता अभी कोई दिक्कत यात्रियों को है। डीजीसीए का यही कहना है कि अभी सभी जगहों पे ऑपरेशन स्मूथली शुरू है।
Multiple services ranging from airlines to healthcare around the world are slowly recovering after a massive IT outage affected the computer systems for hours yesterday. Millions of people around the globe were affected by the widespread Microsoft software outage. Businesses, banking services, hospitals and airline operation were among the worst hit after US cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike issued a faulty software update which affected Microsoft Windows operating system, rendering devices around the world inoperable. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. We have more from our correspondent.
The budget session of Parliament will begin on Monday, and on Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Government is likely to introduce 6 new bills in the budget session of the Parliament. Dipendra Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The National Testing Agency, NTA, has uploaded the city-wise and centre-wise results for medical entrance exam NEET UG. The NTA has published the results following the direction of the Supreme Court. Earlier, the Apex Court had directed the NTA to publish the results city-wise and centre-wise on its website, masking the identity of the candidates by 12 noon today. The results have now been made available on neet.ntaonline.in. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now resume on Monday morning. Earlier in the NEET UG case, the Apex Court bench had underscored the fact that the sanctity of the exam was compromised was beyond question. It, however, maintained that the decision to cancel the exam in its entirety would be an extreme last resort as it affected the lives of over 23 lakh students. The RIMS Rajinder Institute of Medical Science Management, Ranchi, has suspended second-year MBBS student Surabhi Kumari following her involvement in NEET UG entrance paper leak case. The management has constituted a 5-member committee to inquire all activities of Surabhi Kumari during NEET UG examination. The CBI has arrested her from the hostel yesterday and remanded for a 3-day custody for further interrogation. During interrogation, Surabhi Abhi Kumari accepted that she had solved the papers of NEET examination for the paper leak case. She is a native of Ramgarh district in Jharkhand. Taking inspiration from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today launched a massive tree plantation campaign in the state. Under this campaign, a target has been set to plant 36 crore 50 lakh saplings in a day. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath launched the Ped Lagao Ped Bachao Jan Abhiyan 2024 by planting saplings in Akbarnagar, Lucknow. On this occasion, the Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said that the problem of global warming has increased due to continuous deforestation. He said,
हम सब जानते हैं आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने 5 जून को विश्व पर्यावरण दिवस के अवसर पर पूरे देशवासियों से एक पेड़ मां के नाम लगाने का आह्वान किया था। इसके पीछे की भावना भी यही थी कि दुनिया के अंदर पर्यावरणविद एक बात को लेकर के चिंतित हैं और वह चिंता है कि ग्लोबल वार्मिंग दुनिया के अंदर जीव सृष्टि के लिए एक नया संकट खड़ा करने जा रहा है। इस अभिलाषा से हम लोगों ने प्रदेश में इस पवित्र अभियान को अपने हाथों में लिया।
The Chief Minister said that everyone should plant trees around them and especially farmers on their ridges so that they can contribute to the environmental protection. Eminent agriculturist Padma Shri Kamala Pujari passed away at Cuttack in Odisha this morning following a heart attack. She was 74 and was admitted in SCB Medical College and Hospital Cuttack following complaints of different old age ailments. Born in Patraput village in Koraput district of Odisha, Kamala Pujari received the prestigious Padma Shri Award by the Union Government in 2019 for her significant contributions to the field of agriculture. Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today called for all stakeholders of the mineral sector to work together to achieve self-reliance, especially of critical minerals. Stating that the country is self-sufficient in the coal sector, he said more reforms and policy decisions will be made for the mineral sector in the coming days. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah reached Ranchi this afternoon on a day-long tour to Jharkhand. Mr. Shah is scheduled to address the extended working committee meeting of the state BJP. He will also attend the party's state core group meeting and interact with the BJP workers. Jharkhand BJP chief Babulal Marandi said Mr. Shah will review party's poll performance as well as of the NDA in the recently concluded Lok Sabha elections. Assembly elections are likely to be held in the state later this year. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and his Bhutanese counterpart Om Pema Choden today co-chaired the third India-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks in Bhutan. During the meeting, both foreign secretaries reviewed the implementation modalities and cooperation in diverse areas of development partnership under 13th five-year plan period. Mr. Misri is on a two-day official visit to Bhutan. The Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri called on Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobgay yesterday. Mr. Misri reaffirmed the close bonds of friendship India shares with Bhutan and India's firm commitment to further strengthen India-Bhutan ties. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the annual festival at the shrine of Goddess Mata Jwalaji in South Kashmir's Kriu in Pampore area of Pulwama district, locally known as the auspicious Har Chaudha, is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety today.
Jai Jwala Ma, Man Mera Bhole Jwala Ma.
Jai Jwala Ma, Jai Jwala Ma, Man Mera Bhole Jwala Ma.
Teri Pavan Jyoti Ne Sansar Mein Kiya Ujala Ma.
Thousands of devotees, mainly Kashmiri Pandits, have been visiting the shrine since early morning and paid their obeisance to mark the birthday of Mata Jwalaji on the occasion of Ashad Chaturdashi today. On the occasion, a yagya is also being organized and prayers are done before Goddess Jwalaji to bestow prosperity and well-being for the whole mankind and lasting peace in the region. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and South Chhattisgarh today. IMD said heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. The extremely heavy rainfall in Gujarat is likely to continue during next 4 to 5 days. The fishermen have been advised not to venture into northwest and adjoining west central Bay of Bengal, north Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, West Bengal and adjoining Bangladesh coasts today. The weather office has also predicted heavy rainfall over west Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, west Rajasthan, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Light to moderate rainfall is likely over northeast India during next 5 days. Over 300 Indian students in Bangladesh were forced to return home as clashes between the anti-quota protesters and security forces resulted in the killing of at least 104 and injuring over 2,500 people so far. The neighboring nation has been witnessing widespread protests from weeks over the reintroduction of reservation in government jobs. Students, mostly hailing from Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Meghalaya and Jammu and Kashmir, taking a six-hour long journey through cabs and security escorts, returned by crossing border points in the northeast yesterday. The near total internet shutdown and severely impacted telephone services disrupted the contact of Indian students with their families, prompting them to leave Bangladesh temporarily. The clashes between students, government supporters and security forces began last month. However, the tensions escalated on Monday when students clashed at Dhaka University, killing six people on Tuesday and leading the government to close all the universities in the country. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh has assumed the safety of the Indian students studying in Bangladesh.
बड़ा चिंताजनक विषय है. छात्रों की हमेशा जो बातें हैं, जो प्रॉब्लम्स हो वो सुननी चाहिए, और मुझे पूरा यकीन है वहाँ के जो हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी हैं बहुत ही अनुभवी प्रधानमंत्री हैं. लोगों का जनमत उनको एक बार नहीं कई बार प्राप्त हो चुका है, और ये लोग अपने इस आंतरिक मसले को लोग बैठ के बहुत जल्दी हल हो जाएगा, उसमें हमें पूरा विश्वास है. इस बात का उसमें कोई दो राय नहीं है कि अगर हमारे भारतीय नागरिक या बच्चे हैं उनको सुरक्षित यहाँ ले जाएगा.
Meanwhile, Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina cancelled her foreign trips to Spain and Brazil due to the prevailing situation. At least 11 people were killed after a highway bridge collapsed in northern China amid torrential rains. According to the state news agency Xinhua, the bridge in Shanxi province collapsed last night due to a sudden downpour and flash floods. Rescue operations were underway. Firefighters, along with boats and drones, are involved in the rescue. China's Ministry of Emergency Management also sent a working team to the site. The state broadcaster CCTV said nearly 20 vehicles and more than 30 people remained missing after the highway bridge collapsed into the river below. On to sports. In the Women's Asia Cup Cricket, T20, Thailand were 21 for 1 in 2 overs. Malaysia at Rangiri Dambulla International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. Earlier, Thailand won the toss and elected to bat first. In the second match, Sri Lanka will lock horns with Bangladesh at the same venue in Dambulla this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. 24 armed forces personnel are among the 117 Indian athletes who are taking part in the Paris Olympics beginning 26th of this month. Among these 24 athletes, 22 are men, including star javelin thrower Subedar Neeraj Chopra, and 2 are women. Defence Ministry said in 10 contingent will witness the maiden participation of 2 women military personnel. In squash, Indian boys squad beat Brazil 3-0 to top the three-team Group F with a clean slate yesterday in the team event of the World Junior Squash Championships in Houston, US. India will take on Canada in the pre-quarterfinals. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Airline systems across airports in the country start working normally after disruptions due to Microsoft outage. Government convenes an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of budget session of Parliament beginning Monday. National Testing Agency NTA uploads on its website city and centre-wise results for NEET UG as directed by the Supreme Court. Over 300 Indian students return home in the wake of anti-quota protests in Bangladesh. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina cancels her foreign trips. And in Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, match between Thailand and Malaysia underway in Dambulla, Sri Lanka, hosts to lock horns with Bangladesh this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.